नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो नंबर 4 चैप्टर नंबर 24 टेक्स्ट 43 रिस्पॉन्सिवली प्लीज। शक्ति त्रय थ्री काइंड्स ऑफ एनर्जीज समेताय ऑन टू द रिजर्वायर मीडुसे ऑन टू रुद्र अहंकृत आत्मने द सोर्स ऑफ इगोटिज्म चेतः नॉलेज आकुति ईगरनेस टू वर्क रूपाय ऑन टू द फॉर्म ऑफ नमः माय ओबेसेंसेस वाचा ऑन टू द साउंड विभूताये ऑन टू द डिफरेंट टाइप्स ऑफ ऑपुलेंसेस शक्ति त्रय समेताय मिडुसे हम कृतात्मने चेत आकुति रूपाय नमो वाचो विभूतये। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की। माई डियर लॉर्ड यू आर द सुप्रीम कंट्रोलर ऑफ द वर्कर सेंस एक्टिविटीज एंड रिजल्ट ऑफ सेंस एक्टिविटीज कर्म देयर फॉर यू आर द कंट्रोलर ऑफ द बॉडी माइंड एंड सेंसेस यू आर ऑल्सो the supreme controller of egotism known as Rudra. You are the source of knowledge and the activities of the Vedic injunctions. Purport. Everyone acts under the direction of the ego. Therefore, Lord Shiva is trying to purify false egotism through the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since Lord Shiva or Rudra is himself the controller of egotism, he is indirectly wants to be purified by the mercy of the Lord so that his real egotism can be awakened. Of course, Lord Rudra is always spiritually awake, but for our benefit he is praying in this way. For the impersonalist, pure egotism is aham brahmasmi. I am not this body, I am spirit soul. But in its actual position, the spirit soul has devotional activities to perform. Therefore, Lord Shiva prays to be engaged both in mind and in action in devotional service of the Supreme Lord according to the direction of the Vedas. This is the process for purifying false egotism. Cheta means knowledge. Without perfect knowledge, one cannot act perfectly. The real source of knowledge is the vacha or sound vibration given by the Vedic instructions. Here, the word vacha or vibration means the Vedic vibration. The origin of creation is sound vibration, and if the sound vibration is clear and purified, perfect knowledge and perfect activities actually becomes manifest. This is enacted by the chanting of the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Thus, Lord Shiva is praying again and again for the purification of the body, mind and activities through the purification of knowledge and action under the pure direction of the Vedas. Lord Shiva prays to the Supreme Personality of Godhead so that his mind, senses and words will all turn towards devotional activities only. So here Lord Shiva is praying to Lord Krishna that you are Shakti Traya Sametaya, you are reservoir of all the energies, Shakti Traya Sametaya, Samet, you are reservoir of all the energies. How many energies Krishna has? Here it says Traya, three. But in actual sense, Krishna has unlimited energies. Parasya Shakti Vividhaiva Suyate Svabhaviki Jnana Bal Kriyacha. Paraisha Parasya Paraisha Shakti Parasya Shakti Vividhaiva Suyate. Unlimited energy, Vividha energy that Lord Krishna possesses. Vividhaiva Suyate. Especially three energies, Svabhaviki, Gyan, Bal, Kriya. Gyan, Chit Potency. Bal, Samvit, Sandini and Haladini. So Bal is Sandini, Balaram possesses Sandini. Samvit is Gyan, knowledge, Vit, Samvit. And Aladini Shakti, that is Srimati Radharani. So a king cannot be without army, Shakti. If a king is without the army, Shakti, then he is not a king. He cannot fight. He can fight, but it is not intelligent to fight without army. That's why king maintains at the highest cost a big, huge army. So similarly, Krishna, without Shakti, is no God, is no lazy intelligence, as we said yesterday. If Krishna wants to do everything by himself, then he is not an intelligent, super intelligent. He is super intelligent, supremely intelligent. And that's why he keeps unlimited Shakti under his thumb, under his control. Ishwar, Krishna is Parameshwar. So he is controller, supreme controller of all creation, material and spiritual. But he doesn't control himself, because if he controls himself, then he has no time for sporting pastimes with gopis and gwal friends. So this is lazy intelligence. Huge infrastructure through these three potencies and many other potencies, Maya Shakti also. Material world is huge, is vast, you can say almost unlimited, that vast. That vast material creation is controlled by him by illusory potency of Krishna, Maya Shakti or Durga Shakti, Durga. Very difficult to cross, very difficult to be uncontrolled by, very difficult to escape Durga. Dur, very difficult, Ga, to cross over, to make it null and void. Very difficult. So that Durga Shakti is also illusory potency of Krishna, who creates, maintains and controls this material universe, this material creation. Chayeva yasya bhuvanani vibhuti Durga इच्छानुरूपम अपि यस्य च चेष्टते शा गोविंदमादि पुरुषम तमहं भजामि. सो दिस इज दुर्गा. सी इज वर्किंग अंडर द डिरेक्शन ऑफ कृष्ण. मयाध्यक्षेन प्रकृति ही सूयते सचराचरम हेतु नानेन कौन्तेय जगत विपरिवर्तते. मयाध्यक्षेन प्रकृति सूयते सचराचरम. अंडर माय डिरेक्शन दिस प्रकृति इल्यूजरी एनर्जी इज वर्किंग. या प्रकृति स्पिरिचुअल एंड मटेरियल क्रिएशन इज वर्किंग. मामेव ये प्रपद्यन्ते मायाम एताम तरन्ति ते देवी एषा गुणमयी मम माया दुरत्यया. वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू क्रॉस ओवर दिस माया इल्यूजरी पोटेंसी एनर्जी ऑफ कृष्ण. बट दोज हु सरेंडर ऑन टू कृष्ण वेरी वेरी ईजी. माया तहार छुड़ाए. माया लीव्स दैट लिविंग एंटिटी अलोन. अदरवाइज माया grabs you by your neck. This is how Krishna controls material world through Maya Shakti, Maya potency. This energy of Lord keeps trident in her hand. She has 8 to 10 hands and every hand has different weapon, pass and sword and many trishul, trident, and she rides tiger. She doesn't have to fly. She keeps a tiger. Tiger means a ferocious animal. If you ride a tiger, you have to keep riding. If you get off tiger, then it's a problem. And if you keep riding tiger, it is also a problem. So this is illusory potency, keeps tiger. If you keep riding, you are always at a stake. You are always at stake, meaning you are always, you can be killed at any time. You are afraid riding tiger. And if you get off the tiger, then you are definitely finished. So this is Maya. Perpetually, lives after many, many lives after lives and lives, perpetually we are going on in riding this tiger. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, birth, death, old age and disease, birth, death, old age and disease, birth, death. Perpetually. She is trying to correct you by putting you in this cycle of birth, death, old age and disease, which are the most distressful conditions. Death, most distressful. People become so afraid, and birth is also so painful, very painful. 9 months in mother's womb, and you are packed like a package. When you have a package, styrofoam package, article is packed, the article cannot move here and there. It's just packed. Similarly, the living entity in mother's womb is packed, solitarily confinement. That's a severe punishment in material world. That if you put anybody in a dark cell, it becomes very intimidating, very frightened experience. A mother wants to punish a child. What she does? She says, I'll put you in the bathroom. And child becomes so frightened. So frightened. So what to talk about a dark cell like that, bathroom. And 9 months you are in a bathroom, dark, without any light. You can have air and a food through pipe, umbilical cord. But you are in a very packed, very frightened experience. Suppose you are in an elevator, or here they call lift, then light is gone, you are dark, and nobody is around, and you are by yourself, and you are so frightened. Of course somebody will come and get you, you know, by elevator, they will open and everything, but you become so frightened. So this is birth, 9 days. Birth, death, old age. In old age, if you are paralyzed for 10 years continuously in a bed, you cannot move left or right. Just think about your position. So frightening. Birth, death, old age and disease. Very frightening. This is tiger. This is Durga. Shakti, one of the illusory potency of Krishna. Shakti. She is a Shakti of Krishna. And what is her function? She puts living entity into darkness, illusion. What is that illusion? That I am this body. And everybody, almost 100% of living entity in material world thinks that I am the body. And that is the biggest punishment. Biggest punishment. You are trapped in the body and you are trapped in the egoism. Shakti traya sametaya midu se aham krutatmane aham aham kritatmane aham. This is ego. I. That I am this body. I am the body. Aham krutatmane. This is the greatest punishment by material nature. Durga Devi. Suppose you are millionaire and I propagate everything that you are pauper on the street. It is biggest insult. It is biggest. You are not pauper. And suppose I brainwash you that you are pauper. You are penniless. And the millionaire becomes illusion like that. Yes, I am penniless. I have no money. I am on the street. I have nothing to wear, nothing to eat, nothing to sleep on. I brainwash him like that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives that very good example in his teachings, TLC, teachings of Lord Chaitanya, that somebody is very, very wealthy, but his wealth is under one corner of his house and he has forgotten and he thinks that he is a pauper, he is a penniless. He has so much wealth, charu. Charu in English, that some treasure underground, buried, and he doesn't know. And he thinks he is a pauper. And he has nothing to wear, nothing to eat, nothing to live. This is the material energy, illusory energy. Teaches living entity, you are this body, you are illusion. You are this body, you are this body. You are Satchidanand. Lekin illusory energy is teaching living entity that you are not Satchidanand. You are this earth, water, fire, air, ether, material body. Brainwashing. And how much brainwashing? Perpetually, time immemorial. From unlimited time, we are brainwashed like this. We are conditioned like this. I am the body, I am matter. We are conditioned. So that is vimude aham krutatmane ahankar, I and mine. Ata gruha kshetra suta apta vitir janasya mohoyam aham mameti. I am this body and anything belongs to this body is mine. Wife is mine, son is mine, the house is mine, the bank balance is mine. Whatever is mine is called ahankar. Whatever is Krishna's, that is called true ahankar. Krishna tavasmi. Hey Krishna, I am yours. Hey Krishna, whatever I have is yours. Manasa deha geho yo kichu more arpilu tuyapade nanda kishore. Whatever I have is yours. That is true ego. And false ego means whatever is mine is false ego. Me and mine. So me and mine means Maya. And yours, I am yours, and whatever I have is yours, is called Yoga Maya. Mahamaya, takes you away from Krishna, that is me and mine. And Yogmaya takes you towards Krishna. That is, everything belongs to you, my dear Lord. I belong to you, my dear Lord. And I meant to serve you. So this is true ego and that is false ego. So, midu se aham krutatmane chet akuti rupaya. Eagerness to work, rupaya, onto the form of nama. So, you are the controller of the body, mind and senses. You are also the supreme controller of egoism, known as Rudra. You are the source of knowledge and the activities of the Vedic injunction. You are the source of knowledge. He says that I give the knowledge by which you come back to me. Dadami buddhi yogam tam ena mam upayanti te. Krishna is giving us the knowledge by which we can go back to him. But the illusory energy gives you knowledge otherwise. Illusory knowledge. You are this body. Whatever belongs to this body is yours. There is no God. God is dead. So this is illusion. But Krishna from within gives us knowledge that you, my dear son, you belong to me. Come back to me. Unmukh. You come back to me, Unmukh. Right now you are Vimukh. Vimukh means you are under the spell of illusory energy. And when you are Vimukh, when you go away from Krishna, the illusory energy corrects you by giving you so many distresses. But Krishna says, Dadami buddhi yogam tam ena mam upayanti te. I give you intelligence by which you can come back to me. Slowly and gradually Krishna gives you intelligence one after another. Like Raghunath Das Goswami. He gave him intelligence when he was a young child. He gave him intelligence to associate with Balaram Acharya and Haridas Thakur. He was associating with and he was hearing about Lord Chaitanya from Haridas Thakur. Little Raghunath. He was son of billionaire. Only one son. And he was hearing and Krishna was giving him knowledge associated with these personalities. So he associated and developed the sense of renunciation. He developed understanding about renouncing this material world. This is illusion. Krishna is giving him intelligence by which he can come to him. Then Krishna gave him intelligence. This is a time for you to escape. Raghunath, Balaram Acharya had a temple and there was Pujari. Pujari was not coming for many, many days and months. So he approached Raghunath that this Pujari is not coming for many days. So please do something. So Raghunath goes to Pujari. And from there, Pujari was away from the Saptagram, away. And from there, he could escape. So Krishna gave him intelligence to escape and go to Jagannath Puri. So he ran and ran and ran. And within 10 days, which can be accomplished in 30 days, within 10 days, he hit Jagannath Puri and consigned himself to Lord Chaitanya. This is how Krishna gives us intelligence from within, how we can go back to him. And then Raghunath, he was sent by 400 rupees every month and a huge amount of grains and cooks. Krishna gave him intelligence to feed Lord Chaitanya and his associates with this money and grains. And he was feeding them. And he was taking this prasad. So he said, Vishayara anna khaile dusta hai man. Krishna is giving him intelligence. Dadami buddhi yogam tam ena mam upayanti te. Raghunath is thinking, I am taking these grains from Vishai. Of course, his father, Krishna, was giving him intelligence. So he said, Vishai rana khaile dusta hayaman. My mind will, my consciousness will be polluted if I take grains from this, from materialist. His father, Govardhan Majumdar and Hiranya Majumdar, father, uncle, they were very good devotees, Vaishnavas. But he was thinking, Vishai rana khaile dusta hayaman. So he started begging at Narasimha gate. Lord Chaitanya is inquiring every time, now what Raghunath is doing? From Swarup Damodar. He was Swarupair Raghunath. He was consigned by Lord Chaitanya to Swarup Damodar. So Swarup Damodar says, he's begging now on a Narasimha gate. So Krishna gave him intelligence that you are like a prostitute and you are thinking, this person will give me, this person will not give me, this person will give me more, this person will give me less. So you are like a prostitute. He is thinking, Raghunath is thinking, this is like begging, is like a prostitute. He will give and he will not give. So he gave it up. Dadami buddhi yogam tam. So he gave it up. And then he went to the garbage dump where Lord Jagannath's rice, stale rice prasad was dumped. Durgandh, stale. So he would bring that rice in his hermitage, cottage. And then he would wash that in ocean's water, salty water. He would wash that rice and then he would put under the sun, spread out under sun, dry up. So when that rice is dried up, Durgandh is there, Durgandh is gone. I mean this stale, it is still stale rice. He was eating that rice every day. So Lord Chaitanya inquired from Swarup Damodar, now that he has quit begging on Narasimha gate, what is he eating every day? So Swarup Damodar Goswami said that he is washing this stale rice offered to Jagannath and then he is eating that every day. So Lord Chaitanya went to his hermitage and he grabbed those rice and started eating. Raghunath, you are rascal number one. It's such a nice prasadam, you never offer it to me. The Lord Chaitanya started eating. Raghunath tried to snatch it away. This is stale rice. The Lord's prasad never gets stale, even if it is coming from long distance. And even if it is stale, it is Lord's prasad. So he is eating like this. Lord is giving him intelligence by which one can go back to him. Dadami buddhi yogam. You are the source of knowledge and activities of the Vedic injunctions. So, the karma, it says, vacho vibhutaye, that vacha onto the sound, vibhutaye onto the different types of opulence. So, sound vibration, vacha, onto the sound. So sound must be engaged in Krishna's service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Vacho vegam manasah krodha vegam. Vachasi vaikunt gunanu varnane. So vani must be engaged in Krishna's service. Vacho vegam. We have to control the urge of speaking. Very, very important instruction. People, they talk and talk and talk. I'm talking about myself. Recently, doctor advised me that you please turn your volume down. Volume is too big volume. Turn it down and speak less. And you should learn this how much to speak and how much volume should be done, you should learn from this Murari Bapu. So, yes, I agree. Murari Bapu, he, when Katha is finished, you know, he will never talk. He will just do everything with sign language. So this Vacho Vegam is very important. very important. We should only speak by weighing. Very important. It can prolong your life so much. It can prolong. Almost mount. We don't have to take a mount breath. Lekin we don't have to speak unnecessary things. It takes away our duration. That's why one who wants to make disciple all over the world, the first instruction is vacho vegam. That one must control his urge of speaking. In other words, one should not speak anything except Krishna conscious talk. Except Krishna conscious talks. We should only speak in Krishna consciousness. That's it. That is vacho vegam. We have to control the urge of speaking. And greatest example is Amrish Maharaj. Vacho vegam. Vachasi vaikunt gunanu varnane. He engaged his urge of speaking into describing Lord, his pastimes, his abode, his paraphernalia. Vachasi vaikunt gunanu varnane. This is the right use of using our urge of speaking. Gramya katha na sunibe, gramya katha na karibe, bhalo na paibe yar, bhalo na khaibe yar, bhalo na paribe. So gramya katha zero. Prabhupada's famous sloka, he says that swavid varaha ust kharai samstutaha purusha pashu nayat karna yato peto jatu nama gadagraja. That people like hog, dog, ass and camel, they glorify with their tongue and mouth the people who are dog, hog, ass and camel. This is how they engage their tongue, their urge to speak, glorifying other rascals. Rascal is glorifying another rascal. And rascal is compared like a swa vid vara ust. Swa, dog, hog, ass and camel. Samstuta, stuti. Samstuta, purusha, pashu. Another pashu. One pashu is glorifying another pashu. What is the gain? So this is how we engage our hours of speaking into glorifying. Sachin ne aaj chakka lagaya. This is useless. Svavidvara ust kharai samstuta purusha pashu na yat karna yato peto jatu nama garda graja bile bato urukrama vikramanye nacha upagayati urugaya gatha jiva sati dardurika eva suta. Dardurik. Dardurik ka arthat frog. Jiva sati. Tongue is used like a frog's tongue. Round, round, round in rainy season. Then it invites the snake and snakes eat that frog up. So this is jiva sati dardurikeva suta. Nacha upagayati urugaya gatha. That tongue which is not glorifying urugaya gatha, Krishna's holy name, form, pastime, paraphernalia, then that tongue is a tongue of like frog, inviting death. Jiva sati. And bilebato urukrama vikramanye. Bilebato. So this is function of a tongue. The tongue must be engaged. The urge of speech must be engaged in glorifying Krishna and transcendental devotees. Krishna and his devotees. Very important, his devotees. We have to glorify his devotees in order to glorify him. So this is important. Last 2 minutes, I'll stop and any question, comment? How to overcome this ahamkar? That Prabhupada says in purport that everything you have, you dovetail that in Krishna consciousness. Aham, mera, mine, kar, mine, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine, me and mine. You detach anything from Krishna, that becomes maya. You connect anything to Krishna, that becomes spiritual. Rupa Goswami is advising in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Prapanchaya Buddhya Hari Sambandhi Vastuna Mumushya Parityago Phalgu Vairagyam Uchyate. So, whatever you disconnect from Krishna becomes Prapancha. Prapanchaya. Prapanch means earth, water, fire, air, ether. It's called Prapanch, Panch. Prithvi, Jal, Tej, Vayu, Akash, Prapanch. So anything you disconnect from Krishna becomes Prapanch, mundane, material, bhautik, jad. And anything you connect to Krishna becomes spiritualized. So if you connect your ego to Krishna, Krishna, Tavasmi, my dear Lord, I am yours. Manas, Deha, Geho, Yo, Kichu, More. I am connecting everything to you, my dear Lord. So it becomes spiritualized. And that ego becomes spiritual ego. That spiritual ego means Krishna, Tavasmi. My dear Lord, I am yours. So this is spiritualizing everything. Connecting everything back to Krishna. Back to home, back to Godhead. Whatever we separate and we say this is mine, that is called Maya, material. And that same thing you connect back to Krishna, it becomes spiritualized, that is called true ego. Very simple. Krishna, I am yours. Or else, I am Ishwaroham, aham bhogi, false ego. Ishwaroham, aham bhogi, siddhoham, balavan, sukhi, false ego. Me, I am sukhi. I am Balwan, I am Ishwar, I am Bhogi, separating everything from Krishna. That is called Maya. And same thing, you connect to Krishna, I am not Ishwar, you are Ishwar, I am your servant. Ishwaroham, aham Bhogi, I am not Bhokta, I am offering to you, this is yours. And then, Prasad I will take, if it is given by you, my dear Lord. That Prasad is spiritualized. Bhokta, Bhogi, Ishwaroham, aham Bhogi, Siddho. I am not Siddha, you are Siddha. Siddhoham Balavan Sukhi, you are the Almighty Lord. I am just insignificant. Balavan Sukhi. Krishna is a reservoir of pleasure. And I am deriving that pleasure from Krishna. Sukhi. So connect back to everything to Krishna. And that is how we can get rid of the false ego, connecting ego, me, mine, I am, and no ego means connecting back to Krishna. Ahamkar, Homkar, Omkar. Omkar is connecting back to Krishna. Ahamkar means detaching everything from Krishna and making yours. That is Ahamkar. Ahamkar, Omkar. Hunkar, Hunkar, Hum, Me, Hunkar. So, this is how we can get rid of false ego. Very easy. Prabhupada says it is very easy for simple-hearted and very difficult for crooked-hearted. Very easy. If you surrender, then believe me, Krishna took care of every single living entity who surrendered unto Him very nicely, opulently, very nicely. And so many unlimited examples in scriptures and living examples also. I can give you my example also. That I surrendered and everything became so gorgeous and everything was provided and everything was provided much more than even you need it. And like Raghunath, he was provided everything he needed. He was surrendered, everything was provided. Nothing was, and with topmost level of Krishna consciousness, he was ever enjoying that spiritual bliss. Material bliss and spiritual bliss, there is no comparison. Billion, zillion times more spiritual bliss he can enjoy. So when you surrender, then our Acharya says that Krishna takes care of that directly. Krishna takes care of that devotee directly. Yoga kshemam vahami ham. That line he scratched, this Gargacharya. Krishna came back, he provided everything himself, he and Balaram, and then he wrote again, aham. Yoga kshemam vahami aham. I personally carry what they lack and protect what they have, personally. Krishna is not thankless, he is thankful. When somebody surrenders to him, Krishna personally takes care of him. Krishna says to Uddhava about Brajavasis when he came to Mathura. He sends Uddhava back to Braj and then he says to him that Mayarthe Tyakta Loka Dharma Tadartham Bibharmi Aham. These Brajavasis have given up everything and anything for me. And I am taking this vow, I am promising that such devotees, I personally take care of them. I personally. Tadartham bibharmi aham. I personally take care of them. Prahlad Maharaj, I personally took care of Prahlad. Dhruv, I personally take care of Dhruv. Harine bhajata haju koi nilaj jatanati jani re. Harine, those who took total shelter of Hari, I haven't heard that he became humiliated. Nobody became humiliated at any point of time by surrendering to Krishna. Harine bhajata haju koini laja jata nati jani re. Vale uga ryo prahalad hiranya karsipu maryo re. Durvane apyu avichadara potano kari stapyo re. Vale ugaryo Prahlad. Prahlad, he, Krishna, Narsingha Dev, he protected Prahlad Maharaj at every step. Vale ugaryo Prahlad, Hiranyakashipu maryo. And Hiranyakashipu killed. And Dhruvane apyu avichara raj. Dhruv surrendered unto Krishna and went to the forest. And he did tapasya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva, for many years. And Krishna gave him protection. He wanted avichara. He said, Lord, by your darshan, I don't want anything now. It is like desiring. I'm getting diamond and I'm desiring for glass. I already got diamond. I don't want anything. But still, Krishna gave him a kingdom, whole kingdom, big, huge kingdom. So, panchalina puryachi pandava kam kidare. All these Pandavas surrendered to Krishna. And Krishna protected Panchali, Draupadi. He came personally and he protected Draupadi. Panchalina Purya Chir Pandava Kama Kida. Avo Hari Bhajavano Lavo Bhajan Koi Karasere. Krishna says that I will protect. That those who worship me, I will protect them. So this is the great fortune, great boon that living entity can have. That once I surrender to him, everything rests on to him. He will be humiliated if something happens to his devotees. He gets that humiliation. He becomes purchased. he becomes sold out. That is Krishna's Kaunteya Pratijani hi name bhakta pranasyati. One who surrendered to me, tesam hamam aham samuddharta mrutyu sansara sagarat bhavami nachirat partha maya avesita chetasham. I deliver them. Maya avesita chetasham. Aham tvam sarva pape vyo moksha ishyami. One who surrenders unto me, I deliver them. He is vachan baddha. Sada muktopi mad bhaktesu prema rajyubhi. I am always free, liberated. But I am bound up by the ropes of love of my devotees. So like that, he is, once you surrender, rest is up to him. And nobody, every single devotee got protected by him. We haven't seen one example where he did not protected him, his devotee. Gajaraj, he is an animal, a poor animal, not a human being, Gajaraj. And he offered him flower and call upon him. He immediately rush. Uncha niche hu kaina vajanu, mune bhaje maharari. Animal is worshipping me, I will protect the animal also. So what to talk about a devotee who surrendered unto him? Rest is up to him. Leave it up to him. But we hang on to ourselves. We hang on to everything ourselves. That if I don't do this, it will not happen. Don't hang on to him. Just leave it up unto him. And everything will work. Thank you very much.